This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The government has notified the Income Tax Rules 2026, which will come into effect from the 1st of next month. The new rules aim to enhance compliance through stricter disclosures while simplifying tax procedures by reducing the number of rules. The rules mark a major overhaul of procedural and compliance systems under direct taxation. The Ministry of Finance has informed that the rules implement provisions of the Income Tax Act 2025, replacing older procedural systems and incorporating updated definitions, compliance structures, and new reporting mechanisms. The Election Commission has issued an order to regulate political advertisements across electronic and digital media ahead of the upcoming assembly polls in four states of Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal, and the Union Territory of Puducherry, along with by-elections in six states. According to the order, all political parties, candidates and even individuals or organizations must get their advertisements approved before publishing them. The approval must be taken from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee, MCMC. This rule applies to advertisements shown on TV, radio, public display screens, e-papers, bulk SMS, voice messages and social media platforms. The West Asia conflict involving the United States-Israel alliance and Iran is intensifying rapidly. Fresh military strikes and retaliatory attacks on key energy infrastructures in Gulf countries are further escalating tensions in the region and casting a shadow over the celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Persian New Year of Nowruz. U.S. officials have announced that the Trump administration will lift sanctions on Iranian oil stranded at sea under a one-month license as the White House tries to bring down soaring oil prices. The pause applies to Iranian oil loaded on ships till yesterday and is set to end on the 19th of next month. On the other hand, Iran fired on Israel and energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states and threatened to expand its retaliatory attacks to include recreational and tourist sites worldwide. In response, Israel pounded Tehran with airstrikes. India has adopted a coordinated and proactive approach to the evolving situation in West Asia. We have a report.
The government has emphasized that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas noted that domestic production of LPG has increased by about 40%. The ministry said that no fuel shortages have been reported and also advised citizens against panic buying. The government also assured that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe with no incidents reported. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the safety of Indian nationals remains a top priority. Hundreds have been evacuated through coordinated efforts, while special flights are being operated to ensure their return. With Vishnu P.S., Soumya Sharan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Ministry's fact-check unit has debunked claims that the U.S. asked India to support military assets to bomb Iran from Western India. It has urged people to stay alert against such false and baseless claims and posts on social media. The government has ensured the adequate and timely availability of fertilizers across the country by increasing imports to bridge the gap between domestic production and rising demand. The Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers has informed that there has been a significant increase in imports during the current financial year compared to the same period last year. Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. In squash, India's Anahat Singh, Tanvi Khanna, Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advanced to the semi-finals of the Indian Open in Mumbai yesterday. Today's semi-final will feature an all-Indian showdown between Anahat and Tanvi for a place in the final. In the last four stage, Singh will take on Malaysia's Amishen Raj Chandran, while Chotrani is set to face another Malaysian challenger, Sanjay Jiva. And that is the end of this news bulletin.